This is Free Talk Live. It's the Monday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free for your convenience. All those other radio talk shows want to charge you money for their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com. And I had a big day today, Mark.
How's that?
It was a big, long day. Got up at 6:30 in the morning. And we went down to New London, Connecticut. Now, what is New London, Connecticut known for?
Well, it's got, you know, that's where they tried to take everybody's property at in the Fort Trumbull area.
They successfully did.
They took it.
Take all of the property.
And now Lauren Canario has been arrested for sitting on the front porch step of one of these houses.
She was arrested.
Protesting that they were taking these houses.
Right, and she had permission to be there from the owner of the property, who was still sort of in a transitory phase, I believe, as far as transitioning the property from him from his ownership to the government, basically, or the New London Development Corporation, which is the front corporation that the government set up in order to transfer all the properties to. Anyway, she was, as far as the owner was concerned, allowed to be there, but the police and the New London Development Corporation disagreed, so they arrested her from off of this front porch as she sat there reading a book. This happened over 4 weeks ago at this point, and today was her, I suppose the term is arraignment, I'm not really sure what it, she has been in jail waiting for, I guess she was being held for psychological evaluation for an entire month.
Arraignments usually happen within the first 24 to 48 hours or something.
This, well, I guess when they tried to arraign her initially, since she wasn't speaking, because that's what she does, she's a non-cooperation protester, essentially. When she was arrested, she did not assist the police in any way to help them with the arrest. Normally, when the cops arrest somebody, the arrestee is going to just go along with whatever the cops want. You know, put your hands behind your back. Come with us. You know, walk this way. Whatever. In the case of Lauren Canario, she just refused to do whatever it is they wanted her to do. Now, she wasn't actively resisting them in that she was not fighting them. She was not, you know, yelling at them or getting in their face or anything like that. She was just silent, and she allowed them to move her from place to place. So if they wanted her to get off of that porch that she was on, they had to lift her up and essentially drag her to move her away. So she continued that once she got into jail. She wasn't answering questions. She wasn't filling out their forms. Now, I presume she didn't want to get fingerprinted. I don't know. We actually haven't been able to speak with her. Her own husband hasn't been able to see her in jail for the last week. So she showed up in court, I guess it was about a month ago, when the judge ordered her in for psychiatric evaluation, considering apparently if you use your right to remain silent in the United States, they punish you.
It's a right. You shouldn't be punished for it.
She is being punished. So they held her in jail for this entire month, and then today was supposed to be the day when there was some sort of, it must be the arraignment, because it's not sentencing. She hasn't been sentenced yet. There hasn't been a trial, so this must have been like the official, okay, now's your arraignment, here's what's going to happen next. I guess that's what happened today. I'm not a legal expert, if you've got a better name for it, 800-259-9231. But Julia, my girlfriend, and I, we went down there along with a bunch of other people from the Keene area, a few others from New Hampshire, went down to New London today with the intention of appearing at the trial and being friendly faces sitting in the courtroom. I mean, you've been sitting in jail under essentially solitary confinement, as we understand it, since because she's not talking, they're punishing her by, as we understand it, keeping her under lights 24 hours a day.
Really?
Who knows what other conditions she's confined. She's not allowed to be around other people. And, of course, she's not being allowed to see anybody, including her husband. So, obviously, we wanted to be there to show some support, and she's just a fantastic lady. We had the chance to meet her, luckily, before she was put in jail when we moved up here, Mark. She helped us move into our house.
She did.
So, certainly the least I could do to be in that courtroom today. Well, we got there, and we were informed, after going into the court, we were informed that Lauren would not be appearing until at least 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We sort of knew that that was going to happen, though. That they generally like to change the schedule on you know, support people for come to support somebody. They generally like to change the schedule, and not in general, but specifically to you know, protesters that are in the right.
Yeah, well, it's just more punishment. They don't want to have people in that courtroom that she can look to for any sort of moral support. So they tell us, oh, it's going to be at least 2 o'clock. Heard it apparently from multiple sources that this was it was not going to be any earlier than 2 that Lauren was to come into court. So, okay, fine. So the judge comes, and we decided we'd wait and see, you know, what the judge had to say when he came into the courtroom. Judge comes into the courtroom. All of the rest of the courtroom stands up with the exception of the 8 to 10 people that were there for Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of fun. I didn't actually have I've never actually engaged in that sort of civil disobedience before, not standing for a judge when they come into the court, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
In fact, the woman in the row in front of us, who apparently was some sort of a lawyer or whatever, she turns around, she says, "You're supposed to stand up." And
that's really funny.
Russell Canning looks at her and says, "Sorry, not interested." And so, you know, we all just sat there, and the judge blabbered on about whatever it is that he had to say, and we all essentially walked out at that point. And everybody had brought signs. Before the trial had started, people were outside with the signs, holding them alongside the road, "Free Lauren Canario," that sort of thing. And I'm sure pictures will be up at nhfree.com here within the next 24 hours. So we went back outside with the intention of, well, let's protest until 2 o'clock and come back in and look for our friend Lauren. So that's what we did. We went out there, and we stood by the side of the road and chatted for a little while with each other and held signs and talked to people that were passing by. Some people in their cars would stop, roll down their windows, ask who Lauren Canario was, and you know, we'd share the information with them. And so it was good. We got to reach out to some people. And
some people didn't even know.
Right. A reporter came by from The Day, which is the newspaper there in New London. She talked to us, got some information, and she ended up showing up later on at 2 o'clock because she also wanted to see what all this was about. She also wanted to see Lauren's trial.
Like a good reporter would.
She was a very nice lady. And so eventually we went back into the courtroom. In fact, we decided we should go in a little bit early, just in case, you know, just to make sure we didn't miss anything. So we did. We went in there probably about 1:30, 1:40. And Julia and I, my girlfriend, we were the last two to come in. We were finishing up our food and everything. We came in, and everybody was looking pretty somber. And as it turns out, they brought Lauren in for her trial earlier in the day.
Mm, I could just hear that coming once you said where you were talking about coming back in.
So nobody that she knew was in the courtroom when she was brought in. Now, one of the bailiffs or one of the bureaucrats there apparently talked to her husband, who was obviously pretty upset.
Yeah.
She talked to him and basically told him that, I guess, when Lauren was told that she was going to have to return to jail, she was, by the way, found mentally competent, so this month-long psychological evaluation or whatever, found mentally competent to stand trial, so now they have to set a date for the trial, which apparently they didn't do today. They just sent her back to jail, I guess, pending them deciding what the date of her trial is going to be. And we were told that it's going to be, it could be, as long as 8 months to a year, Mark, before she stands trial.
Why so long? I mean, what happened to speedy trials and that kind of thing that were guaranteed by the Constitution?
I don't have any explanation for you on that. It's been just an amazing day. It's stunning. This woman was arrested for sitting on a porch reading a book. I mean, the allegation at the time was that, well, she was one of the homeless people they were kicking out of the house, which, of course, wasn't really the case. But, I mean, even if she had been the homeless person sleeping in that house, what would her punishment have been if that would have been the case? I mean, if she hadn't had a history with this courtroom and this judge, who knows who she is, he's the same judge she had last year when she was arrested for protesting in New London. He knows who she is. He knows she's competent to stand trial.
No, she's not homeless.
Would a homeless person who was squatting in a house get a $20,000 bail set on his trial?
No.
1-800-259-9231. I'll share some more details coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the bulletin board system, over 130,000 posts await you, over 1,200 people interacting, and lots of stuff to talk about, serious stuff, fun times, you'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com, that is bbs.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And we're talking right now about, well, a Free State Project member. Her name is Lauren Canaria. And I consider her, she's a personal hero of mine, which is one of the many reasons that I elected to travel to New London, Connecticut today, the home of eminent domain, the center of the eminent domain controversy from last year. I decided to travel there today. It was a 2.5-hour drive down there, so it's a decent chunk of time, 2.5 hours back. And the reason I went was because Lauren was expected to be put on some sort of a trial or an arraignment because she had been arrested about a month ago for reading a book on the front porch of one of the condemned houses, one of the houses that the New London Development Corporation, this front group set up by the city, had taken via eminent domain from its prior owner. So she was arrested, and this was the day she was supposed to be arraigned.
Now, is it too much to say that she was really arrested for refusing to leave one of the houses that they were going to destroy? Or, I mean,
when you say is it too much to say that? I don't understand.
I just don't know. I wasn't there. My question is, yes, she was sitting on the front porch reading. But
that's right.
Was there some bureaucrat or some construction worker saying, "Hey, lady, you got to get out of here. We're tearing these houses down."
No, as I understand it, and I saw the video of her arrest, as I understand it, she was just sitting there reading, and there was a TV crew that was in the area, I guess, to do a story about how the New London Development Corporation was ejecting squatters from the land. So they just happened to be in the area. She was there, and the cops had followed the TV crew or something like that, and so they just happened to happen across her.
I see.
I may not have all of the facts straight there, but nonetheless, she was arrested, and she was to appear today in court. We all were there. There was about 8 to 10 of us, people from as young as 4 to, you know, up into their 50s, out there protesting, holding signs on the side of the road. We were told she was going to be on the docket for after 2 o'clock, no earlier than that. We go in there at 1:30, 1:40 just to make sure, and it turns out they heard her case earlier in the day, and they lied to us. And I want to go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John. You were there today. I'm sure you've got some thoughts here. I'm sure I've missed a few details. I'm a little loopy going on about 4 hours of sleep.
I'm amazed that you can keep your sense of style after what you saw today.
It was disgusting and despicable today. It's amazing that I even kept my lunch down after what I saw today.
I can help to fill in some of the blanks or some of the missing information, but I wanted to make a point first that this is kind of a wake-up call for America. Because this is not only happening in New London. What Lauren is doing is exposing the brutality of the system, and today is kind of a subtle brutality. It's things that you will never hear about when you read the articles in the paper about what went on in the courtroom. This is not the type of thing. You'll just read, case continued, period, the end. You won't see the behind-the-scenes kind of brutality. This could not have happened by accident. And it was not only her family and friends. You're supposed to have a speedy and public trial in this country. The portion of the public that was there specifically for this trial was known by the court officers, including the pompous, what I call court jester in the black robe. He opens his day with this phony baloney about his, and he did this at her arraignment, or so-called arraignment, a month ago. He opened today with only about a quarter of what he did a month ago. He gave this prolonged speech about the right to remain silent, and then punishes a person for doing it.
Yep.
But that has to do with the specifics of this case. My point is that this is the subtle brutality that the nonviolent non-cooperation is going to expose in this country, and people should wake up. And
it's yet another wake-up call. I mean, it's wake-up call after wake-up call after we found out that she is essentially Lauren Canario has been put on hold. She's been put back into the jail as we await some sort of unspecified trial date at this point. There's not even a date set for her trial. We're told it could be 8 months to a year from now before she reappears in court. Afterwards, we were outside talking with the reporter from the day. And, you know, even the reporter, I was shocked when the reporter got it. The reporter essentially summarized something that I have said on the air time and time again, and that is that the American people are essentially asleep at the wheel. They just do that. They go to work, they come home, crack open a beer, and I usually finish it with put on Britney Spears. She says crack open a beer and eat their soup. I mean, really, she understands just as well as we do that the American people are just totally zonked out. They're not paying any attention to what's going on.
You know, hold on just a second, John. I think you said something really profound regarding the subtle brutality. You know, you won't see this sort of brutality happen if you do what the bureaucrats say. That's what they want. But we have rights, and the rights are enshrined in the Constitution, which is supposed to be the rule book by which the bureaucrats operate, and it isn't.
But it's very clear if you want to exercise these rights, you're going to be punished for it. It's only going to get worse in this country. As far as the reporter goes, she, by the way, it was not just the family and friends that were tricked. The local media, that woman herself was told, you know, that 2 o'clock, there was no chance that this would happen before 2 o'clock.
They lied to everybody with an interest in the case.
I personally spoke to the marshal in that court and asked her, because when we got the word that it was 2 o'clock, I spoke to her because she was the most friendly among any of the court employees. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me ask you a question. You're talking about 2 o'clock. We want to be here so that Lauren has friends in the courtroom when she is, I didn't use the word dragged for her. I was trying to make it as pleasant for her, because I don't think she really likes what's going on. She was trying to communicate with us. She's in an awkward position, which I don't think most of them mind. But this woman seems to have a little bit of a conscience.
Right.
And she was willing to talk to us. And I asked her, I said, you said 2 o'clock. Now, we would prefer, are they going to drag her in here before 2 o'clock? Because we would like to be here when she's brought in. And she said, realistically, we're talking 2:30. This docket could not have gotten moved. Somebody had to have made that decision.
Right.
That when we were in the courtroom, we had 10 people in that courtroom.
Well, you know,
somebody made a decision to move that to 2 o'clock.
You know what I think happened, John?
When we got up and walked out, somebody then made the decision.
Somebody named the judge,
absolutely.
I presume. You know what I think happened?
It could not have happened without his permission.
I'm going to give you my theory on what occurred, and I want you to hang on, because you were there. In fact, you encountered a woman who was outside. I believe you were there for this. There was a woman that stopped by while I was away, so I didn't actually hear this conversation. It was one reason I want to hang on to you. Because she came by and essentially told you guys that earlier in the day, before we went in at 10 a.m., there were people laughing about us in the courtroom and more. We'll get into the details on that.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
What does a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian, sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to his ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
As we go back to the phones, back to John in New Hampshire, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, just to quickly recap here, John, you and I and probably about eight other people were down in New London, Connecticut today to attend the trial of Lauren Canario, or arraignment, or whatever. I'm not sure what they were calling this today.
I would call it a hearing.
Kangaroo court. Yeah, hearing.
Kangaroo court's probably really good.
We went down there to see this trial. She, of course, was the heroic protester who was arrested for doing the horrible crime of reading a book on a front porch. And so we were there to support her, and we wanted to have our faces be seen in the courtroom so she could know that her friends were still there, behind her, supporting her, and I'm sure she knows it because she's been getting mail from people, but she hasn't, of course, been able to actually see anybody in person, including her husband. So we went in there today, and they told us, oh, yeah, it's going to be 2 o'clock, at least 2 o'clock, before she's put on the, before she's on the docket, before she comes in front of the court. And as it turns out, they lied to both us and a newspaper reporter who was there, because when we came back in just before 2 o'clock, we discovered that she had had her hearing earlier in the day, where the judge basically said, you're going back to jail. We're going to have a trial sometime in the future. It could be as long as a year from now. And so I wanted to bring you back on, John, and hang you through the break, because you, I want to know, were you around when the woman came by outside where you guys were protesting? I had walked away to go elsewhere and hold a sign, and apparently a woman came by who was in the courtroom earlier in the morning, at, I guess between 9 and 10, before any of us had actually really gotten in there. The woman
Your timing is just slightly off. I was there because I know what you're referring to, because before the break you did talk about the laughter that was going on in there.
Yeah, what did she have to say
about
what was going on?
Let me tell you that, but before I do, I want to make two very quick points.
Okay.
That for the rest of the country or the world who hears this, they might be saying, what are these guys doing not standing up for the judge? They're not acting respectfully to the court. Let them be clear that we are not doing anything that Lauren would not want us to do. We are acting appropriately under the circumstances. The second point is that I went to Niantic, which is about 15 minutes away, which is where the woman's prison is. I was there for sunrise to play a song that I wrote, or in addition to a song that I wrote for Lauren Canario. I went to the prison for sunrise, and the shift change was happening before the sun came up, and I decided that I would take my position because there were workers coming and going. The response that I got from workers coming and going stretched the whole field from looks of contempt on one side, and a woman who actually stopped her car leaving work, put her two thumbs up in the air, clapped her hands first, and put her thumbs up that she loved it.
Right.
And most of it was at that end, but it went that whole spectrum.
I got response
from those people working at that prison that made me want to stay there, but I had told Jim that I would be in New London at 8 o'clock.
Right.
When I got to New London,
yeah.
Here's the point that I'm trying to make. When I got to New London and I see the apathy of the people going to work on a Monday morning with people protesting on the corner, being far, far, unimaginably apathetic, even in comparison to workers at the prison, it tells me something. Lauren might be better in that prison than she is in that city at large.
Yeah, but you're right about that.
It is a horrible place.
You're right about that. I mean, the response we got, there was some genuine interest from people, but a lot of response we got was like, ooh, look at the protesters.
Ooh, signs.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so John, a woman came by. What did she have to say about what had gone on in the courtroom?
Yeah, the timing on that. It wasn't actually at 10, because it all began at 10,
okay.
If you'll remember. And then when we went outside and started protesting, she came out later. She was in there for some minor license or trafficking,
right,
or some such thing, minor thing. And she was just amazed that she even needs to be in a damn superior court for driving violations. I mean, this is where you put major criminals in superior court.
What did she overhear? What was it that...
she was saying was that she heard the court officers, what you refer to as bureaucrats, and I need to adopt that language a little bit more, but she heard the court officers kind of snickering. And this was when they realized, not that we were there, but that we had gone out. When we left, we certainly got their attention. I looked at the judge. We got his attention when we got up and walked out.
Sure.
And the officers of the court probably were wondering, where did these 10 people go? Saw us outside. There's windows. They were looking out. And then that's where they were snickering and saying,
right,
you know, they're probably looking at, look at these petty fools out there, these poor, you know, people who don't realize how to just bend, bend down and bow
don't
down.
Don't they have jobs to go to? Don't they have something else to do? Why are they here in our courtroom?
Yeah, big surprise to the real world. Some of us work different shifts and different hours, and we can be there to support our friends.
Thank
and
you,
if it
John.
Happens on a different day of the week, there'll be different people there. I might be working, and you might be working,
yep,
and there'll be other people there.
It was
and
great.
Guess what?
It was great meeting you today, John, and I really appreciate the call tonight.
Pleasure
and,
to meet you, too.
And thank you, sir. We'll see you again soon. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. So here's my theory, Mark, on everything that happened today. And I'm sure this is done with other cases with people who care that show up to see a friend in court. I believe that had we sat in that courtroom from 10 a.m. through the end of the day, that they would not have brought Lauren up for her hearing.
Well,
I believe they would have,
but they might have waited until the very end of the day.
They might have gone to
the very end
of the day, or they might have just said, well, we just can't make it today, we're just going to have to reschedule it.
I'm not sure I believe that's true, and here's the reason why. generally an arraignment's held at the courthouse, which is not always, in most cases, that I'm familiar with.
This was the Superior Court.
Not attached to the county jail.
Okay.
So they had to transport the prisoner.
That's true.
With, you know, several guards,
to a holding tank,
several prisoners, the whole thing, into a holding cell at the courthouse in order to bring her out. It would have been a big pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It would have been a bigger pain in the butt to bring her out again.
Nonetheless, I agree. They would have made us wait, for sure.
Right.
All the way to the end.
She would
have
definitely come out at the very earliest, 2:30, like they said.
And the other thing that was kind of spooky was that this woman that came out essentially said they were watching us. Like, the bureaucrats in the courthouse were keeping an eye on us protesting folks. And so I feel like they had sort of cataloged who we all were and were keeping an eye and figuring out where we were at any given time. And when they knew that none of us were in the courthouse, okay, now the coast is clear. Let's bring Lauren out, give her this kangaroo court hearing, and send her back into jail because nobody was around. So what I'm thinking is we need a new approach, and here's my idea. I think that what we should do for any case like this, whether it's Lauren or somebody else that gets arrested and we're going to have protesters outside the prison, people who care, we should have two people who are essentially undercover operatives.
Decoys.
Yes. Two people who will not talk to the protesters, two people who will not be seen with the protesters, two people who will come into the courtroom at the beginning of the day, 10 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever time court starts, and essentially be anonymous undercover courtroom monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you got two people, then if somebody has to go to the bathroom, there's always one person in there keeping an eye on things.
At the very least, one.
And that way, if Lauren or whoever it is that's getting that we're there to see gets called and all the protesters are outside at that time,
they can send a text message, and then those people will, bam, be right there as quick as they can.
That's a great idea. I didn't even think about the text message. I was just thinking one of them could run outside or something like that and go get everybody else in, but the text message is a good one. And then that way they won't be clued in. Since they won't see the undercover people hanging around with the protesters, they won't know who they are. And so, therefore, they might feel comfortable bringing that person to the hearing.
Another reason the text message is even a better idea is because you can have put multiple senders on it.
Mm.
So instead of making 8 phone calls just to make sure that everybody knows,
right,
you can send 8 text messages with one push of a button.
So that's my idea. Hopefully, we can do it better next time. And hopefully, the trial for Lauren is going to be sooner rather than later. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date with any new developments in this case. It is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
800-259-9231. More courtroom craziness. Indecent exposure, though, this time. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show is to vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. And by doing that, you're helping keep us on the top 10 podcasts of the world, which is really important because we get a tremendous amount of new listeners coming across the show simply because we're in that top 10. And I believe we're currently ranked at number 4. So we could be doing a little bit better, and we would be doing better if you would vote. And if you have voted, well, then accept our biggest appreciation. And if you've yet to do it, head on over to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. It makes a big difference in spreading the message of freedom to new minds. That's vote.freetalklive.com. So talking about some courtroom shenanigans. Earlier it was pretty serious about Lauren Canario and the tragic situation happening there, which, of course, again, we'll continue to bring you updates on that as time goes on. But here's a one from the Associated Press. A Riverside judge in California dismissed an indecent exposure charge against a woman accused of disrobing in front of a 14-year-old boy.
Okay.
Saying the law only applies to men.
Huh? Really?
Superior Court Judge Robert Armstrong said earlier in the week that the law only mentions someone who, quote, exposes his person. It's gender specific, says the judge. He dismissed a misdemeanor charge against Alex Luis Garza, 40, of Corona, California, who was cited in May after parents of a neighbor boy said she showed him full frontal nudity as he played basketball. The prosecutor said the decision to throw out the case will be appealed because another section of the law says that, quote, words used in the masculine gender include the feminine and neuter.
Oh, well, then, the neuter. Apparently this is gender I don't know about.
You got to cover your bases.
Yeah, well.
There's a chance that a eunuch could expose himself.
Yeah, I think the judge made a mistake here.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if the law says that it refers to the masculine refers to feminine and masculine, then the masculine refers to feminine and masculine, and it's talking about women too, and she exposed herself, so she must have broken the law.
I don't know if it was a mistake. I think he did it on purpose because he's partial to women.
Okay.
And he didn't want to punish this lady.
It's a mistake, not like accidental, but a mistake that he did it made on purpose.
Norton said Garcia had complained that the 14-year-old was making too much noise while playing basketball. She then went out on her sun deck. He looked up at her, she looked down at him, and she disrobed, according to the prosecutor.
That has what to do with noisy basketball playing?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's trying to scare him away or something. The boy ran inside and told his parents, who complained to Garcia, quote, she threatened to do it every time he played basketball.
Oh, my. It must be really awful disrobing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she must be awful to look at or something like that. Because otherwise, if I was out playing basketball and my attractive neighbor threatened to disrobe every time I came out, I'd be shooting hoops every day.
Yeah. I'd be hollering every time I made
yeah.
a hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, well, sometimes you've said to yourself, there ought to be a law. In this case, I guess there is.
What do you mean?
Well, there ought to be a law against some woman running around topless in this particular case.
There isn't, though. He has defined the law now. The judge has essentially said, no, no,
he's
this only applies
though.
To guys.
He's mistaken, though. The law is pretty clear.
And I hope the appeal is successful in this case. Not that I think that people who are indecently exposed to others, so-called, should be punished. I think that they should be ostracized at worst. I think that in the case of anybody who's indecently exposing themselves, nobody's being harmed. It's just some fool exposing his body parts. Nobody needs to go to court, and nobody needs to be thrown in jail, or worse yet, labeled a sex offender for showing their nude body parts to somebody else. I don't care how old the so-called victim is. It's just nudity. 1-800-259-9231.
But if there's going to be a law, you want it to be applied evenly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And am I out of line with that? That's what I want to know from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to the phones to the fun. Jim in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Yes, I want to tell you guys there is an answer to the court shenanigans.
Okay.
There's a group here in Texas that has been looking into this information and trying to figure out a way to get the courts to own up to the responsibilities for going on 2 years. And in the process, there is a group that we hooked up with, a constitutional group in New Mexico, who has put together a protocol by which they make the courts obey the Constitution. Now,
how's that?
They've won 300 cases in court. They've won 300 cases out of court of 600 cases.
How do you get the court to obey the Constitution? I mean, Lauren Canario has a right to a speedy and public trial. There's nothing speedy and not very much that's public about her trial.
Well, actually, she's had every possible bit of the Constitution disobeyed in her case. I mean, habeas
yeah.
corpus was denied. So, I mean, this is a case that could be absolutely put to rest if she would get in contact with the people that are doing these seminars, and they're not doing it for basically money. They're doing it because they want to help out people.
Can you give me a summary of how this works? I mean, because we don't have time for a seminar, nor can we afford the seminar, and she's already in jail. So,
well, what I can do is give you off the air the phone number. You can get in contact with these people. This is magic information. Believe me, it is. I've got close to 4 degrees, and this is nuts.
Yeah, what's the group's name?
Well, actually, it's just a constitutional group, and they don't really have...
Do they have a website?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
Oh, yeah, they have a website. Yeah. Yeah, they do have a website.
Is it easy to remember, or is it like freewebs.com/tilde57923? I mean, what's their website?
No, it's Citizens of the American Constitution.
Can you punch that out, Mark? Citizens of the American Constitution.org?
That's correct.
Jim, we're going to look into it, and thank you for the suggestion. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, jumping back here to the Lauren Canario situation, the situation we have here in this country is really just out of control and really absolutely despicable. And I got to agree with John, who called earlier, about the total apathy of people in New London. And I got to say, Jim, Lauren's husband, was really obviously really upset when he found out what happened today. And as he was talking with a reporter, I mean, he was just taking shots at essentially the apathy of the American people, the fact that the Constitution is being violated left and right, people being locked in prison for sitting on a front porch reading a book, and just terrible things going on, eminent domain, stealings. I mean, the people are aware of it. In fact, some of the people that walked by the protest today, they were supportive of us, gave us the thumbs up, honked their horns. But what are you people doing? I mean, I understand, and I'm glad you honk, and I'm glad that you give the thumbs up, and you might even stop to talk to us. But what are you doing about it? Because that's not enough. It's just not enough. Our freedoms are being stolen from under our noses in this country, And America's just, as Jonathan Turley put it, in a collective yawn about it. We're so interested in American Idol. We're so interested in Brad and Angelina's baby and Madonna's new baby.
There's a crisis in India with Brad and Angelina.
Is that right? A crisis?
I was going through the supermarket line there, and I noticed on one of the front of the tabloids.
Whoa, that's really critical stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what America cares about.
They really do.
And don't get me wrong. I don't know. It actually seems to be, from the little information I've seen, that Brad and Angelina are actually somewhat libertarian-leaning. I'm not sure about that, but they're looking at, I guess, starring in the new Atlas Shrugged movie they're producing, and apparently they're big fans of the book, Ayn Rand's book. Of course, she's a pretty libertarian.
Of course, if I was starring in the movie, I'd be a big fan, too.
Anyway, I'm just pointing that out. But that's what America cares about, is the movies and the stars. And they're so starstruck, and oh my gosh, we've got to read People Magazine and Star Magazine, and oh, got to find out what's going on in Hollywood this week. And if they're not interested in Hollywood, then they're interested in sports. And, you know, sports is like Hollywood for big, tough guys, you know? Oh, we got to, in sports, you follow the personalities there, too. Oh, what's Warren Sapp doing this week? I don't even know if he's still a star these days.
I know he's still playing football. I saw him earlier this year, I believe.
And what about the guy that left the country to go smoke marijuana in China? What was his name?
I don't have any idea who you're talking about.
That was a big sports story a couple years ago.
I realized that I can't name 20 football players. And that's the sport I probably like the best out of all the team sports.
Yeah, I could probably name a handful, but they wouldn't be current ones.
No, current's all that would count in this particular game.
Yeah, I couldn't do that at all.
Sorry.
So this is what America's
concerned
with. Where's
Jason when we need him?
Yeah, this is what America is concerned with. They're concerned with what's going on in Hollywood
and what's going on in the world of sports.
And anything else is just totally out. They're just totally out of touch with it. It doesn't matter if it's their neighbor, you know, Lauren Canario, somebody who has moved in to defend freedom, has come to the area to defend liberty. So what? Go ahead, arrest her. Take her to trial. Nobody's going to show up. Nobody cares. Nobody's interested. And I think it's really sad. And it's, this country is in a real bad way right now, Mark, and I don't know what it's going to take to turn it around. Something has got to happen. Something's got to break. American people have to wake up and do something about this government, which is out of control. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. A bit of a property rights issue as a man paints a middle finger on his house.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.